Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy weekend and good morning, radio family. It is that time welcoming each and every one of you to the weekend edition of Community Focus, a wonderful platform for engaging conversation with members of our Community Focus family, heard every weekend on our Odyssey stations. And when I say this radio family is one of the favorite parts of being a host of a public affairs program is that I get to chit chat with real radio family. In fact, just family, period. And I say this in reference to this very special young lady. I have watched her grow over the years that we have known each other, not only through radio, but through other aspects of community events. And it is just such a joy. Many of you likely, when I say the name Lady Business, already know who I'm referencing. But for those of you who may be new to our program or just tuning in for the very first time, I want to say good morning to my good friend. She is Lady Business. She is the lady in business of helping your business grow. You know what? I think that should be your tagline, Chisa. Chisa Phoenix Brown, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am wonderful. Welcome, everybody. And I hope everybody's having a great day because I'm here to bring a little bit more sunshine to your
Absolutely.
Day. Absolutely. So thank you for having me on today.
Oh, I'm just so glad to have you and to have you back, radio family, because it's been a minute. Chisa, since you and I have had the opportunity to catch up. And as I was just saying, really, you are the go-to person when it comes to helping small businesses, whether it's through workshops, trainings, retreats. And that's actually going to transition to what our entire topic of discussion is going to be, our great conversation today. You have something really exciting that you and your wonderful husband are bringing to the Piedmont Triad, something known as a content curation studio. But basically, I wanted to talk about what you have, an event that is also known as Start Give It to the People. Or why did you start Give It to the People? What am I talking about? It's Give It to the People. I'm so excited. Yes. I'm getting my words jumbled up, Chisa. My apologies.
It is okay. I get that level of excitement as well. So just for everybody, my husband, Montrell Brown, and I, you know, everybody went through COVID. And through COVID, what we had was an opportunity to be together way more than we thought we were going to be together.
Right.
And that was, in my opinion, one of the best opportunities for us to just grow together. And we found out through that time that, you know, Give It to the People was something that we decided that we wanted to do.
Right.
It started out as a podcast where we would feature Black-owned, women-owned, and nonprofit businesses. And we were doing that together then, but at that time, you know, we weren't making that a business because I was doing Lady Business. So Give It to the People came because we said, okay, well, look, what are our talents that we can put together?
Right.
And through that time, let's make a business out of this as opposed to it just being one part of what we do. So this gave us that opportunity to say, look, he's great at keeping me together. And if anybody knows me, that is a major undertaking because I got so much energy and I always have, you know, ideas and things that I want to do. I love helping people start and grow their businesses.
Absolutely.
And so what we're doing is just manifesting that in a different way. So with Give It to the People, what we're doing now is we're going to be opening up this content curation studio, which allows people to come in and create the content that they need for their businesses. But we're also doing what we call curated conferences. And what makes that so different is we see where there's a gap. And the gap has really been people want to do trainings. They do want to do those retreats.
Right.
They want to host workshops. They want to host masterminds. And they need a space to be able to do it. But what's missing is they also don't have the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a brand new business, or even if you're an established business and you are lacking in the area of marketing or lacking in the area of space or lacking in the area of, look, I have the idea, but I just don't know how to put the whole thing together.
Exactly.
Our job is to curate that for you and to help you with the marketing. So what we're doing is co-sponsoring.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All of these events so that now you get to tap into the network that we have.
Yes.
And it makes your life easier. So if you're saying, listen, I am the wonderful Renee Vaughn and Renee Vaughn wants to come do something. We're like, okay, Renee Vaughn, well, what do you want to do? How many people do you want to have?
Right.
And we keep it small because our niche is what we call micro gatherings. So things that are going to be between 8, 10, 12, and 25 people,
mm-hmm.
Which then allows you to be able to really engage with your audience. And it also allows you to see that you can make money with a smaller audience and then build that until you get to a point where maybe you just, you know, you expand past what we have as far as the capacity. But it helps you to be able to be more confident in your business because right. you don't have to do it alone.
Exactly.
And what we're selling, in a way, is we're selling the idea of entrepreneurship, but also utilizing self-care, by you asking for help and mm-hmm. you being able to get that help in your business. Because that's what we're missing oftentimes. We don't have any help.
That's true.
And as a solopreneur, the mompreneurs that are out there, or like we like to call ourselves couplepreneurs,
right.
you need somebody to help you with that. So that's what we're offering people with this new company, Give It to the People.
Chisa, just wonderfully said. And what I totally love about you mm-hmm. and your husband and just the whole creation of this concept is it made me think about, and getting back to what you were saying as relates to COVID, this is a great opportunity, especially for small business owners and entrepreneurs, that when we look at how things have transitioned within the past 3 years, from 2019 until where we are here in 2022, a lot of people uh-huh. lost those businesses. A lot of people just lost their jobs in general. A lot of people probably lost their hope and their confidence of trying to survive with their particular business. The beautiful thing about you and your husband is, and probably with some other people who are listening, is the fact that here was a unique situation in which you actually came out of COVID really on top, if you think about it, because it actually allowed you, and I think in some cases it may even have forced some people to rethink their branding, to rethink the way that they were doing things from their business blueprint to where they may be now, because some people have actually come out of the positive and have improved as a result of this pandemic, because they're now reaching a larger market or a larger audience that they were doing pre-COVID.
Definitely. I mean, I can say that that's definitely been the transition that we've experienced, because right. I have taught more people online than I've ever taught
right.
in the past.
Exactly.
I have counseled more people via phone and online than I've ever done in the past. And what it's helped me to do is to see what I'm really good at. Now, I already knew the things that I was good at, and I knew the things that he was good at. But when
right.
we put those things together and we combine them
yes.
to help the clients that we have and say, you know, these are some things that people really need. There
exactly.
was also some customized training that we found that people wanted. But what we also looked at was the fact of, we like to call it mental wealth.
Yeah.
So mental wealth to us is pretty much getting your mind right and your money right. And being able to understand that there's an imbalance that happens that you're never going to have when people call that work-life balance. So part of that is just really saying, well, what makes me happy as an individual? Because if I'm not happy as an individual, I'm not going to be happy as a business owner or
right.
an entrepreneur.
Exactly.
And so we have cooked more than we've ever cooked together. I've started doing some mixology. We've been doing all of these things through COVID. And people have been watching them online and saying, oh, my God, I would love to do that. I would love
right.
to eat that. I would love to. So what we said was, well, look, everybody's not an entrepreneur and they don't need to be. So we can also offer these types of micro gatherings and courses and trainings and things that anybody could come to if they're interested in. So some of the things that we're doing are like, we're going to have a mixology class. You know, and there'll be other things that we're focusing on that allow people that just want to have a good time to be able to come do that in a safe environment. And they don't have to be an entrepreneur, but we still want them to think, you know, of your life as an entrepreneurial mindset.
Exactly.
And if you took yourself seriously, you know, sometimes there are things you just wouldn't let happen. And there are things that you would make sure happen, so that this way you can be as successful as possible.
Absolutely. And I love the way with which you are helping us as small business owners and entrepreneurs, Chisa, in terms of forward thinking. If we are that type of business individual, whether this is an up and coming business for us or we want to improve on our existing or expanding business, here's a wonderful opportunity with which to do so, particularly with the Give It to the People launch party. Listen, mm-hmm. Mama, I'm so glad there is a part two, because I know there's a whole lot more that I am so excited to say that we'll have an opportunity to cover. But in the meantime, let me officially welcome you back to Community Focus. Girl, I've been missing you. It's been a minute.
It has been. And it's been such a minute.
Yeah, but I'm glad we get to take this opportunity today to definitely catch up. So I do have some more questions for you. In the meantime, welcome back, family. And thank you, Radio Family, for your wonderful company as well. We indeed will take a break. We're going to come back with much more from Lady Business herself. You are listening to the Weekend Edition of Community Focus. We will return right after this break. This is the weekend edition of Community Focus. And again, welcome to our public affairs program, heard every weekend here on our Odyssey stations, engaging in wonderful conversation and welcoming those of you who may just be joining us. I am been joined by the one and only Chisa Penix Brown, a.k.a. Lady Business. She and her wonderful husband are opening a content curation studio and are helping small businesses put on workshops, training, retreats, and even micro gatherings. And Chisa, our great conversation, I wanted to ask you this question. What is what you call mental wealth, and how has it helped shape your business philosophy? Because you've been doing this for a hot minute.
It is. It's mental wealth to us. I mean, like, we went through a lot during COVID, right? Like,
right.
The idea was, oh, okay, well, you'll be off for a little bit. Oh, well, you'll be off for a little bit longer. Well, the world's closed, right? So that transition had us kind of say, well, we have to kind of rework the way that we think about things, the way that we are together as a couple, the way that we are together as business owners, you know? And I'm just going to be honest. My husband has always been the person that he's more risk averse. And I don't mean like he won't take a risk at all, but he wants the certainty. So he wants to know the numbers. He wants to know that, you know, without a doubt, this is going to work. These things are going to happen. And I'm the opposite. I'm the one that's just like, give me a time, date, location. Let's make it happen.
Right.
And so over that time frame, we had to learn how to work together.
Right.
We had to really see things that he could teach me and that I could teach him. And he has strengths that I don't have, and I have strengths that he doesn't have. Mm-hmm. But the commonality of we want this business to work was where we both said, okay, well, let's see what we can do. And we always knew that we wanted to help other people. So we kind of took our lives and said, okay, well, what are the things that we can help people with? What things can make things easier for people? And what do we enjoy doing? So the mental wealth came from you should have some stuff that makes you happy, and you should also be able to make money with those things that make you happy.
Absolutely.
And that's really where it started, right? Because the thing was, okay, well, look, I'm really good at doing this. You're really good at doing that. Put it together, and now we have a business that we know that can be something that's sustainable. And we had to wait because we wanted to make sure that things were at least partially safe before we came out into the world. So what we did was we kicked it off in January this year with the Give It to the People Small Business Summit. It was well attended. We kept it to a small number, like a micro gathering.
Right.
And everybody was like, oh, my God, I love it.
Nice.
We just did the Black Biz Summit in Durham. And amazing, well attended. We jumped the numbers back up to around 100 people for that one because it was in August. And the summits were the things that we noticed we were really good at, right? Was being able to pull people together and educate them. But what we did differently was every event we've had a mental health aspect to it, where we wanted people to reflect. So we put like a meditation room in one of the conferences that we just had.
Wow.
We did an event called Quality of Life where people could not give out their business cards. They actually had to talk to each other and then do exercises together where they would get to know each other.
Right.
So business doesn't just have to be about the dollars. It also needs to be about the person that's behind it. And that, I think, is really the essence of what we do as far as the part where we're focusing on mental wealth.
Absolutely. I really liked you explaining that, Chisa, from the standpoint that what I really appreciate and love about you and your husband is not only your relationship, your beautiful relationship as man and wife, but I love the fact that, and I'm just picturing this, the two of you, when you sit down to discuss business or business ideas, how you brainstorm and you bounce things off of one another. So like you said, when it comes to the strengths and weaknesses, if it's something that you're so gung-ho and excited about, but your husband is also cautious in the approach, and then vice versa, he may have this, you know, wonderful idea, and you may be thinking in the back of your mind, it sounds good, but let's, you know, go down A, B, C, D all the way to Z and think about the importance of the benefits that's going to bring with this. And we have likely heard at times, and this is what I also appreciate about the two of you having a wonderful working relationship. Sometimes with some people, especially with those that we are closest to, I don't know if you ever heard this growing up, but sometimes there are those instances where people will say, well, oh, you work with your wife, you work with your husband, you work with a family member. And sometimes that doesn't go well necessarily. Let's be honest about that. But in your situation, you have turned that into such a positive where I think it has not only strengthened your relationship as a man and wife, it has strengthened your business relationship as business partners. And so this is such an excellent example, and why I'm so happy to have you on this program, my dear, is that for our radio family that's listening, that may have a spouse that they're thinking about going into business with, if they have those wonderful business ideas, here is a way, not only by just listening to this public affairs program, but by being a part of what you plan to do with the Give It to the People launch party. And I'm so excited that you're going to share the particulars with that as well. But I just wanted to point that out in the comments that you just made earlier.
Well, I love it. And I do think, I think some things have been years in the making.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm one of those people that believes in the concept of delayed, not denied. I think if you have a vision for something and it's how you want to see your life, how you want to see your business, your kids, mm-hmm. your relationship,
right.
I think that you do have to be strategic about planning it. And that's why I say utilizing the concept of having an entrepreneurial mindset doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to turn into an entrepreneur.
Exactly.
But it means that you try to look at those pitfalls, and you also have to do some self-examination to see what you're doing right and what you're
True.
Doing wrong as well.
True.
That can lead you to have a better relationship mm-hmm. On a business side and on a personal side. And I think that that's probably the listening to each other.
Yes.
The, not doing things if you don't feel like they're really going to work out, and that kind of caution, those things, they definitely make a difference in the way that we make decisions now.
Absolutely. Beautifully said, Chisa. And I wanted to perhaps in these first few minutes into our program, again, welcome those of you who are just joining us. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus here in our Odyssey stations. Every weekend, a fantastic opportunity to engage in great conversation. That is certainly the case with me, Renee Vaughn, and our radio family in Lady Business, a.k.a. Chica Penix Brown. We have been talking about Give It to the People. Let's, before I actually have you tell us the particulars about the launch party, Chisa, I wanted to ask this particular question. How is this business different from Lady Business, what you were doing before you and your husband got together?
Okay. So Lady Business really focuses on the marketing and the branding
yes.
and teaching people how to start their business. And so with that, Lady Business has historically contracted with colleges, universities, and individual companies in order to be able to teach people those practical skills. So in my mind, if you kind of look at it like this, if you think about going to college, they tell you exactly what you need to do in order to get, to a certain point.
Exactly.
But part of college is also the internship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where then you take that practical knowledge and then you actually apply it. So that this way you can take what you've learned and then you can see how it's actually going to work for you, right? And how you can be better at this particular profession or, if it's not a profession, it could just be something that you're trying out. So Give It to the People, it's still focused on business, but a lot of the things that we're going to do as far as with the training that we do will be the stuff that you don't have at the small business centers.
Right.
And so with that, what will happen is these are going to be more hands-on training
mm-hmm.
that will actually show you how to do things. They're going to be longer. As far as the content curation side of things, we will sit down with you in those three-hour increments and just work on your content with you.
Excellent.
So that I wouldn't be able to do in the capacity of what we were doing before.
Right.
Because everybody has a budget and they're mm-hmm. only going to pay for so much, and they're not going to pay for individualized or even small group things when it comes to some of those extra things that people need.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like I can tell you how to do something
right.
and I can give you instructions from A, B, and C, but there may be some nuances that are in between there that if you have more time and you can ask more questions and I can show you things where you can actually just apply them, that's the part that's missing. So people, from what I've just gained over the years, have been missing the application portion.
Right.
So you have instructions, but now show me how to do some extra stuff. Give me some extra clues and tips and things that I might not have known. So I like to call it the little chocolates. So I always tell people the little chocolates are those warm and fuzzies.
Yes.
They're the extra stuff that I'll tell you, the extra things that you get from experience
mm-hmm.
that you don't get just from the directions.
Exactly. And that really ties in nicely to Achisa in sharing the services that you provide through Give It to the People, such as curated conferences, business showers, the small group trainings, and the one-on-one coaching. And I like the way that you literally have painted, at least for me, this mental picture that for us who may be new to this, as small business owners and entrepreneurs, you're literally taking people by the hand and showing them, here's the right way to do things. Here's the blueprint to get you started, but even more so, here's the blueprint that's going to help you to stay successful in your business once you get it launched, once you get your clientele, once the community knows of the products and services that you provide that gives them the things that they need in terms of services. And that's how you build long-term business relationships with your clients and members of the community. So that's a fantastic thing. Let's get right to this, Mama, because I'm just so excited for you. Tell us about the Give It to the People launch party. Give me a date, a time, a location. I need a whole 911.
Yes. So Give It to the People.
Or 411. I'm sorry.
You know what? You need a 911 and a 411.
And a 411. Okay.
Emergency, right? Like,
exactly.
We want to do them all of it immediately.
That's right. That's right.
So the launch party is for Give It to the People. It's going to be on Saturday, October 8th. It's from 2 to 4 p.m., and our studio is located inside of the Elm Street building. So you'll see it on the corner, 101 Elm.
Okay.
So it's 101 South Elm Street, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27401. And people can go to our website at giveittothepeople.com, and you just spell it out, Give It to the People, okay. Spelled out correctly, so that you can go there and you can register. And we do want to have people register because, number one, we want to know who's coming.
Absolutely.
Number two, we also want to be able to engage with those people after the event is over. And we have a sponsor, Oak City Bubbly, that's going to be sponsoring what we like to call our delicious sips.
Oh, wow.
So we are going to have some spirits, you know, for the people that do drink. But since I don't drink, we'll also have some wonderful mocktails, which is something that we're known for.
Right.
We're going to have some delicious food out there. And so we like to plan appropriately for the amount of people that are going to actually attend. And so with that, what we're going to do is kind of tour you so that this way you can see the facilities. We can show you what we have to offer. And then we're also going to kind of give you an idea of what it would look like if you were to do an event here and just kind of explain how we do things.
Okay.
And so this will allow us to also have people ask questions that they may have, because even though we're doing an interview like this, there may be something that someone still wants to ask.
Exactly.
There may be something that a person needs help with. So then we can have these more intimate conversations at the actual launch party. And then we really want it to be a networking opportunity for people as well. So this is something where you can come out and you can have a good time. And it's a 2-hour thing. So we'll have a little bit of music, nothing crazy, because it's not, you know, it's not a club. Right. And we're still doing business professional things, but we definitely want to be able to give people that feeling. Like, I love it when you come to our event and you feel like family, just like you said. So if you don't know about myself or my husband or Lady Business or Give It to the People, it's a great opportunity to be able to meet us and allow us to pretty much open our doors to you and make you a part of the family.
Absolutely. And thank you for this wonderful invitation, Chisa, because this really is an open invitation, Radio Family. The nice thing that I like about our Radio Family, Chisa, is they come from all different walks of life and ages and backgrounds. You know, we have senior adults who listen to us. We have young college students who listen to us, even students who may be younger than that, that are still in high school and things of that nature. And so, you know, these are groups of people that fit that small business owner, entrepreneur. You've got young entrepreneurs who started really early with their particular business. So that can be a benefit for them. We've got teenagers, we've got young adults, we have older adults. And so this is nice that this is one of those opportunities that affords what I call a closing of the generational gap. Because when you think about events where, and we may have talked about this years ago, or any time that this topic of discussion comes up, I always say, where can I go where I feel comfortable enough to bring someone who may be a little older than I am, a little bit younger than I am, as opposed to someone who's exactly the same age that I am. Mm-hmm. And you don't have too many events that allow people from different ages and different groups to come together and all benefit from the same thing, because like I said, those can fit so many different scenarios when it comes to being a business owner or being an entrepreneur. So thank you for this wonderful community concept.
Yes, thank you. And I think, you know, if I were to say who we were looking for mm-hmm. to come, the person, right? Or
right.
the people.
Yeah.
It would really be somebody who says, listen, I know I have something that I can teach other people.
Exactly.
And I just didn't know, you know, how to bring it out of myself.
Right.
Or and it could be religious too, if they want to teach somebody and they didn't have a space. It could be, you know, secular. So if you're saying, look, I want to teach somebody else something, I want to have an event, and I also want to keep it to a price point that allows me to do things like bring in my own food. And so we will help you with the event. You know, we have
right.
all of the technology to be able to do that. We can help you with your presentation. And so it gives you freedom to be creative,
mm-hmm.
but also to understand that you can make money. And I think that once people can understand that they can use what they already have in them, and they can monetize that skill set, then that's something that's amazing, you know? And
yeah.
so that light bulb moment that you have with, you know what, I can teach somebody how to do that. So, like, let's just say if you were like, well, I want to teach you how to do voiceovers.
Right.
Okay, but you didn't have a space to do that. Somebody mm-hmm. wants to learn how to be the next Renee Vaughn. They want to learn, you know, what the skill set is and how you can have amazing longevity in radio, you
absolutely.
Know? So
yeah.
there are opportunities for people who have different skill sets to be able to now have a place where they can get the help that they need to be able to share this skill with mm-hmm. other people.
You know, that's what I love about you, Chisa, is you are such a giving individual when it comes to the terminology, pay it forward. That's what that truly means, is
wow.
to take a gift that you have been blessed with and that you have been given, and you don't mind sharing. You don't
no.
mind passing the torch along to the next upcoming generation in order to keep the wonderful way of being a business owner alive so that, you know, I know you and your husband don't have children, but you, in a sense, you do, because when you're working around youth or younger people, you're energizing that individual to energize someone else.
Uh-huh.
To help someone else, to pick that person up. And like you said, here's a great opportunity to really feed off great ideas from one another. Because,
uh-huh.
you know, sometimes we can live in a society that can be so competitive and so, well, let me pit this person against this person.
Oh, yeah.
But the reality uh-huh. should be, as a community, we need to come together. We need to help. Keep each other in that perspective of keeping things positive, because we live in such a world of so much negativity that's going on
mm-hmm.
right now, and so much struggling and so much suffering. But here's a great opportunity to build the community as a whole, and not just through a business perspective, but through other means as
mm-hmm.
well, in being a teachable moment, especially for our younger generation
mm-hmm.
in showing how, you know, let's help our fellow brother and sister. Let's help him or her who has an up-and-coming business, help them to thrive, because somebody helped you in the process to thrive and become the best that you have been able to become. So what a
Definitely.
Wonderful way to pass it forward. I really, really
Definitely.
Love you for that, girl. I really do.
Definitely. And, you know, the biggest thing that I could say with this is also considering the idea of collaboration.
Exactly.
And I think that collaboration is us working to be mutually beneficial to each other.
Right.
And so we've also reached out. We're going to be doing a networking event that will start on a monthly basis, because I know everybody can't make it to the launch party,
yeah.
but it will start in November, and it's going to be called Black Light, because we want to shine a light on all of the Black businesses that are in the area. And so
Beautiful.
We're going to segment out different areas of business, have them talk about what they do, also make it a networking opportunity. And the Greensboro Chamber of Commerce is going to be a co-sponsor with that. Because we want to make sure that Black businesses are definitely at the forefront of things. We're typically marginalized. But the thing is, we know about all the disparities. We know about the disadvantages that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
But now if we can shine a light on these types of businesses and bring them forward, then you can meet your next person.
Yeah.
You can meet the next person that you'll be doing business with.
Exactly.
You know, you can meet somebody else that can be your client, just depending on how you, you know, how you come to the event. So we'll be doing that. We also have an event for the nonprofits to help them with their marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have the other event, which is called Mocktails, Money, and Manifestos. And so that's coming up in October. And so that's going to be your opportunity to make some great drinks, right?
Yeah.
But also come talk a little bit about money and then create your manifesto for what you want to do,
right,
you know, going into the next year. So we've really tried to curate a wide variety of events that will serve the public and also allow people to understand that investing in yourself is something that you do have to do as far as, you know, paying to attend an event.
Right.
But at the same time, you're going to get more than what you paid for. So we always like to make sure, again, that we always have great food, something to drink for people, and always take a person that is just like, I might be an introvert. My husband is. And he tells me, don't introvert shame him. And I'm like, I'm not introvert shaming you. I'm just a major extrovert.
Right.
And so if I can help this introvert turn into a business owner, right, then I'm sure that I can help another one turn into a business owner.
Yeah.
And even if that's not what they want to do, they can still then understand that they can express themselves and they can find their space, you know, within whatever it is that we're doing. So the variety of events is definitely something that we're going to be bringing to the table with some stuff that we haven't necessarily seen here in the Triad.
Right.
And we want you to bring your ideas and your concepts for things like this to us as well.
Absolutely. And Chisa, I was a little tickled as I was listening to you just a few seconds ago, only because I have met your husband.
Uh-huh.
I know him. He is such a wonderful guy. But you're absolutely right. And that's what compliments the two of you, because opposites really do attract, as the expression goes, because he is kind of like the silent partner between the two of you. He's the quiet yet reserved, but he's that individual whose brain is constantly ticking. He's always got those ideas. And when he's got a good plan, he's going to share it with you. And you're the same, except your personality is just so overflowingly, wonderfully bubbly. From the very first time I remember meeting you in person, I said, I like her. I said, I like what you bring to the table and what you have been doing and bringing to the community, Chisa. And that's why, and I don't know if I've ever asked you this. If I have, please forgive me, because as I'm getting older, I'm starting to forget things now. So don't hold it against me. But how did you come up with the name Lady Business? That particular branding.
Lady Business happened one Thanksgiving. There was actually a scene or a part of, what do you think, Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
And they were using the phrase Lady Business to mean something a little bit more personal to women.
Okay.
And when I heard it, my brother was showing me this sketch. And I was just like, oh my God, that's it. I love that name. And I'm like, I want to use that for my company. And he was just like, what? And I'm like, listen, the thing is, I am very big on words, the semantics, the meaning of things.
Right.
And so whenever I'm coming up with something, it has to mean something to me. So I felt like I am a lady and I do business. And that needed to be at the forefront of what I do. And so that's where Lady Business came from.
Wow.
And Giving to the People actually came because I used to always, before it got popular, show up and show out. And I wish I would have trademarked Show Up and Show Out, because it's all over the place now.
Right.
But what I did do, because listen, as you're in business, you learn, you get smarter. Mm-hmm. I trademarked Give It to the People. So hopefully we don't have any problems with that.
Right. Very good.
But one of the things that I could say is, you know, when you talk about who you are and what you do, I think it does matter what you call yourself and also what you answer to. And Give It to the People was just one of those things where it's just like, well, what do we do?
Yeah.
You know, like, this is what we do. So whatever the it is that I have, I want the people to feel it. I want it to resonate with you.
Wow.
I want you to be able to like, oh, I got that feeling. Yeah, we should go to her stuff because it's going to be X, Y, Z. And the thing that I can say is, over the years, we've been able to build a base of people that do travel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they come to wherever we're at in the state. They come out of state. You know, like, we went to Atlanta. And I spoke at the Black Pod Festival.
Yes.
It was people in Atlanta that were like, oh, my God, I was so happy to meet you. And I saw you online.
Wow.
And we went to Arizona last year and I spoke at She Podcast Festival, which is the largest woman-owned podcast festival in the world. And it was people there that were like, oh, my God, I listened to your podcast.
Wow.
I was saying, so what I'm saying is, I think that, you know, whenever you come up with whatever name you're going to name yourself, mm-hmm. just think about the fact of, would this be something that, you know, when you're dead and gone and it's on your tombstone, you know, your epitaph, mm-hmm. would you be happy that people knew you? Would you be happy being known for this thing? And that's always been like my guiding light for things, is to really be intentional about what I do and what I say that I do, and making sure that those things match. Because a lot of people say stuff and then don't do the thing.
That's true.
And so my goal, and I just found my gift, is to give it to the people. And it is whatever I have in me that God has ordained, that this little burst of energy that comes out every day.
Yeah.
When I wake up and I open my eyes, that there is something in there that can be shared with someone else.
Yeah.
And it allows me to be able to reach a lot of people. And so, you know, my goal is for this to, you know, be a beacon of light in the triad.
And Chisa, let me on that note add this. In all the years that I have known you personally, from the very first day I've met you up until this wonderful conversation that we have had today, you have always exuded, at least in my presence, a very positive, radiant personality. Everything about you just really says to me how wonderful you are, not just only as a woman, but as my fellow sister, and especially as my fellow sister of color. Just thank you for everything that you do that continues to uplift other women, other people of color, other communities, other people in general. And don't stop doing what you're doing. Thank you for this wonderful information. I hate it when time just seems to fly by, as the expression goes. But if people want, speaking of Give It to the People, need additional information about Give It to the People launch party, how do they reach out to you?
They can just go to www.giveittothepeople.com. And so that's GIVEITTOTHEPEOPLE.com. So giveittothepeople.com. And I just want to say, you know, I know we don't get to speak as much or see each other as much as we used to, but every opportunity that I get to be in your presence, I am definitely humbled. And, you know, how could I not be great if I had, you know, such a great example as you to be able to just kind of shine the way and just show us how we can continually be great in this community. And you are definitely one of the people I look up to, because you connect us, you keep us, you know, sane amongst all of the craziness that's going on. And just your personality is something that allows, you know, everybody to have that little piece of hope, that little light. And so I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. She said, don't get me crying, girl. Let me wrap this up quick, because the tears are going to start flowing. But I love you, mama. I love you. I know, that's right. Give your hubby a hello and a hug from me as well, and tell him to keep up the great work as well. Thank you so much. And thank you. You're welcome. Radio family, likewise, thank you for the great things you're doing in our communities. Keep up the great work. And indeed, Chisa, you know what, me, no goodbyes, just until next time. So we're going to have to make that next time a lot sooner than waiting as long as we have since we've been together. But radio family, that will wrap up another great conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Please indeed continue to stay safe. And until that next time, enjoy the rest of this weekend. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.